Andreas, good to see you again. Looking forward to another year. And when you look back to last year, can you even find a positive personally for yourself last year? Because I'm going to guess the frustration of 35 games and just the injuries, it had to weigh on you mentally more than anything else.
Yeah, it was really frustrating for me. But I mean, I think the positive thing about it is that we grew up as a team. We got much better on the defensive end. So this year we gotta keep doing that, keep getting better in defense, and you know, be more consistent on the offense, and you know, we're gonna be all right.
When you talk about the offense, let me focus on that for a second. Last year this team was very defensive minded. Now you addition of Kyle Lowry and Landry Fields and Terrence Ross coming in. Seems like there are more offensive weapons, more athletes. Do you expect the offense to kind of change then in terms of the way that you guys are playing, a little more up tempo, that type of thing?
Well, we got a lot of talent. We got a lot of talented players, so I'm not worried about the offense. I think the main focus is gonna be, you know, to keep doing what we were doing last year on the defensive end, and then the offense is gonna come by itself because I just say we got a lot of players that can score the ball. So, the defense is always the most difficult to be focused and to keep doing it. So that's where we have to focus.
As much as people were focusing last year on your scoring and especially that stretch of the season to start the year, what about your defense specifically? Because there were no doubt improvements. And how much pride did you take in that, the improvements you made defensively?
I was playing very good defense compared to the previous years. That's I got to give coach credit because he made me work. He made me better in defense. So, and that's very important. You know, I gotta keep doing that, keep getting better. I can still have much room for improvements.
Is that stuff you get tired of hearing about? People talking about defense and rebounding and you know what I'm saying? It's been you've been answering it for years and that's people that don't see the improvements, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the game. What do you want me to talk about? Scoring the ball, rebound, defense, that's basketball. So that's right.
This team with this division specifically, how difficult is that going to be this year? Boston and New York and New Jersey and Philly. I mean, arguably, you throw all five teams in the mix. We're talking about five teams that have legit shots at the postseason.
Very difficult, very difficult. Especially, you know, because we're not coming from a good year. I mean, we did some improvements, but we didn't make the playoffs. So it's gonna be tough, you know, to make room for us in the first eight spots. It's gonna be hard.
With the limited time you've had right now with Kyle, whether he's starting, whether Jose's still starting, who knows? But is there already a connection? Is there already chemistry with him and other guys?
Well, I mean, it's easy to play with him. He's a very good player offensively, so it's not hard to play with him. You know, he can drive the ball, he can score, so he draw a lot of attention from the defense. You know, he's always ready to make the extra pass. So, I mean, he's a very good player.
For you, what's your goal for this year? Personally, forget about the team for a second. Personally, do you have a goal, something in your mind going into the year?
Personally, I mean, my goal has got to be the team goal because after 4 years without making the playoffs, you know, you're frustrated and you wanna win. You wanna be in a winning team. So my personal goal is a team goal, is to be a winning, have a winning record. That's the only goal I can have.